What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Mission Discipline Podcast. This is number 3, and I am your host, Jesse G., owner of Mission Discipline LLC. And today's topic is a little bit personal. This topic can help anyone that has ever experienced anxiety. And as a business and a podcast that promotes living a healthy lifestyle and developing a positive mental attitude, being motivated, and self-discipline, and just an overall better and happier life, it is important to understand how these implemented habits can change your life and help you overcome anxiety. And most people in some form or another have experienced a certain level of anxiety. I know I have. It took me a long time to learn that anytime I ever suffered from anxiety, I had the power to control it the entire time. It really comes down to mind over matter, and you need to have a strong mind. So that's why having a positive mental attitude is really important. I read a lot of books, and anytime you do experience anxiety, it's really good to read and understand what's going on and how you can help yourself. Just find a way to figure out what works best for you. Everybody is different. And for me, I went on really long walks and I listened to a lot of podcasts. I listened to audiobooks. So just find what works best for you. So Brené Brown is one of my favorite authors. And the book that I read a while back during any hardships I ever faced, I read Daring Greatly. And she is an awesome author. So if you haven't checked out any of her books, just go check it out. I encourage you to do so. So what helped me realize that anxiety is really just a form of manipulation, and whatever was giving me anxiety, I really came to realize that it will pass. And I hope every one of you who ever has experienced anxiety in your life, that you have to remember, it will pass. So a fun way to remember this saying, and I want to let you know that I'm a huge movie buff. I love movies. In fact, my major is film cinema studies. So that's a fun fact about me that you haven't already known yet. And the phrase comes from the movie My Best Friend's Wedding, where Julia Roberts' character is mud deep in her lies from deceiving her best friend. And at that point in the movie, she's experiencing her lowest point. And the employee at the hotel, because Julia Roberts was on the ground crying, he passed by her and asked, "Hey, what's going on?" And that was played by Paul Giamatti. Many of you may know him as the antagonist from Big Fat Liar. And he said, "This too shall pass." And I always think about that whenever I'm dealing with anxiety or adversity. Everything will pass. And that has to give you some comfort. And I worked as a barista at Starbucks for 2 years, and I will never forget talking with my manager. And anxiety, when you do have it, it is important to talk to somebody. And even saying it out loud to yourself, "Hey, I have anxiety," learning that acceptance is one step closer to letting it pass and moving forward. And what really stood out for me during our conversation was never make a decision under the influence of anxiety. And anxiety really is an influencer. It's a manipulator. It can make you go crazy. And there's many forms of anxiety out there, and one of them is also OCD. And a good example of that is not allowing or walking away from something from being perfect. And, you know, perfect and perfectionism isn't a good thing. You don't want to be perfect. Life is not perfect. But I can say what is perfect is accepting your perfect imperfections. And you have to remember that accepting your imperfections as you would with your spouse or your partner, you have to do that for yourself. And it is okay to walk away from a thought or a decision. If it's an important decision, take some time, think about it, come back, and allow yourself to accept and be okay with feeling uncomfortable. Learning how to adapt to discomfort will help you grow and overcome many difficult situations in your life. Being adaptable is all about surviving, and life can be hard. So become okay with uncomfortable. Adapt. And I did a lot of research and spent a lot of time figuring out what worked for me in times of anxiety. And I encourage you to do the same for yourself. I discovered that the best relief to anything is understanding and dissecting it. Understanding the human mind, how it works, and the chemicals or these neurotransmitters that are released with each activity you take part of in your daily life. And these activities could be going for a run, walking, giving a person a hug, patting your back and saying, "Well done, I did it, I accomplished a small or big goal." That is why I really am a big advocate of working out on a regular basis. To me, it's important to understand your body and how it reacts when you work out or go for a walk, and how you feel when you get that blood pumping, how you feel, and acknowledge how you feel after a workout. And you will notice your improvement in attitude, and you will feel more positive. So learning these brain chemicals, also known as neurotransmitters, I'm going to talk about a few of them. Those would be dopamine, serotonin, endorphins, and oxytocins. These work throughout your body. And when these neurotransmitters are released, you can take better control over your negative and unhealthy stress. And learning how these neurotransmitters work and how you can release them will better help any experience of anxiety you have. So these neurotransmitters, these brain chemicals, think of these as your happy chemicals. So I'm going to start with dopamine. Dopamine is released when you embrace a new goal, and it motivates you on persistence in the pursuit of new things that meet your needs. So you're going to think of this as your goal-oriented chemical. Dopamine is your goal-oriented chemical. So go make some goals and release that dopamine. And it pushes you to want to embrace new things in your life. Then there's serotonin that's triggered through confidence. You're going to notice that when you're more confident, you're a little bit more happier. That's that happy chemical of serotonin working. It helps you in developing the belief in your own worth, and you want to focus on those individual little wins. Think of this chemical as your belief in yourself chemical. And that allows you to celebrate when you accomplish something. Always celebrate some accomplishment, whether it's a big accomplishment, small accomplishment. Just find a way to celebrate that small victory or big victory. And then there's my favorite of all these chemicals, and that's endorphins. Endorphins are your natural pain and stress fighters. These are released through stress and pain, such as when you work out and you push your body. You get that runner's high feeling, and you have more of a positive and energized outlook on life. I know that's how I feel after a workout or after a run, or even a walk. I love walking. So when you have higher levels of endorphins, you feel less pain and fewer negative effects of stress. An example of that is when you're running a lot and you're going into 7 or more miles, you're not going to feel, you kind of have a numb feeling, which is called that runner's high feeling. And you're going to be able to keep going even though your body doesn't feel the pain. You might feel it a little later, but at the moment it kind of keeps you going. So it is a similar feeling to that of morphine, and it is simulated or enhanced when you put yourself through that pain and stress. For example, like I said, going for a run or any kind of workout or physical activity you choose to do. You release this chemical when you work out, and that is partially why after you work out you feel happier and healthier, and that is why implementing any type of physical activity in your daily life can help you improve and overcome stress and anxiety over time. So then you have the other neurotransmitter called oxytocin, which is released through intimacy, known as the cuddle hormone. And many of you probably have heard before that giving somebody a hug makes you happier. And that is the chemical of oxytocin playing its role as a happy chemical. So give somebody a hug today. And another neurotransmitter to be aware of is your survive and thrive. And that is what gives you that bad feeling. As a species and as human beings, we need to be able to survive in stressful situations. This chemical is about keeping you alive when harm is knocking at your door. You need this unhappy chemical to warn you from potential harm. And that is called cortisol. Cortisol causes you maybe that bad feeling that something is going to happen, and it kind of warns you to react in that situation to keep you alive. So you have to accept cortisol and that unhappy feeling. And when you feel uncertain and uncomfortable, and understand it's just another chemical working in your body as a human being, you have to accept the good with the bad and find that balance. So learning how to accept these things can help you take control over situations, meaning how these chemicals work. And if you do feel anxiety, you want to release certain chemicals that's going to help you be a little happy and have a little more sense of mental clarity. And you can manipulate the manipulator known as anxiety. You can go for a walk. You can work out. You can meditate. You can read a book. Maybe Netflix is something that keeps you a little calmed in times of stress. You need to discover what makes you feel relaxed. I like baths. If that makes you feel relaxed, go take a bath. But also, taking the time to research your own body and what works for you, and understanding how these brain chemicals work, can really help you overcome your own mind, your own mental game. Now, time for the disclaimer here. I am not a professional doctor. I don't know professionally all about neurotransmitters, but I do know a little bit about researching it and understanding it for myself. If you ever have questions or ever need to know something, look it up. Ask a professional. But this is what I've read and learned and come to understand. So I am always encouraging you to go out there and learn something that you don't know. When I don't know something, I go and learn it. And I hope that some of this has brought more clarity for you. I hope it helps you in times of stress. And you, if you don't have mental clarity, find what gives you it. And take control over anxiety. Just know that you can manipulate the manipulator. And don't allow anxiety to control you. You can control it. I wish you all to stay happy, healthy, and safe. And I will catch you next time on the podcast.